General knowledge practice test 5. Question number 1. A driver's trip log, if required, may be brought up to date once a week, may be written in pencil, must be shown immediately when an officer requests it, or all of the above. Answer is must be shown immediately when an officer requests it. And this actually is something that comes from the FMCSA federal regulations for all states. But in this manual, we have a California manual open now that mentions the driver's record of duty status, which states the record of duty status must be presented for inspection immediately upon request by an authorized CHP employee, any regularly employed and salaried police officer or deputy sheriff. There may be instances when you do not need to maintain a record of duty status, but just know that it must be shown immediately when an officer requests it. Question number 2. Blocking used to prevent cargo movement is secure to the cargo compartment floor, is secure to the cargo itself, is secure to the cargo and to the walls, or must be placed every 3 feet. The answer is secure to the cargo compartment floor. In 3.3.1, securing cargo blocking and bracing section, blocking is used in the front, back, and sides of a piece of cargo to keep it from sliding. Blocking is shaped to fit snugly against cargo. It is secure to the cargo deck to prevent cargo movement. So A is correct. Question number 3. Drive tire tread must be at least 1/4 inch, 2/32, 1/2, or 4/32 of an inch deep. They must be at least 2/32 from 11.2.4 section on wheels. The following items must be inspected on every tire. Tread depth. Check for minimum tread depth, 4/32 on steering axle tires, 2/32 on all other tires. Question number 4. Dry bulk tanks require special care because the load can shift, they have a high center of gravity, both of the above, or none of the above. The answer is both of the above. From section 3.4.1, dry bulk, cargo under cargo needing attention, heading, dry bulk tanks require special care because they have a high center of gravity and the load can shift. Be extremely cautious, slow and careful, going around curves and making sharp turns. Number 5. How far should the driver look ahead of the vehicle while driving? 6 to 9 seconds, 9 to 12 seconds, 12 to 15 seconds, or 18 to 21 seconds? The answer is 12 to 15 seconds. Comes from 2.4.1, seeing ahead, how far to look. Most good drivers look at least 12 to 15 seconds ahead. That means looking ahead the distance you will travel in 12 to 15 seconds. At lower speed, that's about 1 block. At highway speeds, it's about 1/4 mile. Question number 6. If you are being tailgated, you should signal the tailgater when it's safe to pass, speed up, flash your brake lights, or increase the space in front of you. Increase the space in front of you from 2.7.2, space behind. If you find yourself being tailgated, here are some things you can do to reduce the chances of an accident. And the one we're concerned with is increase your following distance. Opening up room in front of you will help you to avoid having to make sudden speed or direction changes. It also makes it easier for the tailgater to get around you. Question number 7. If you were stopped at a rest area and found to have a BAC or blood alcohol concentration of 0.02, you will be in trouble with the dispatcher, be placed out of service for 24 hours, be placed out of service for 48 hours, or be placed out of service for 72 hours. The answer is will be placed out of service for 24 hours. In 1.2.2, you will be put out of service for 24 hours if you have any detectable amount of alcohol under 0.04%. So 0.02% is under 0.04%. So it's just 24 hours out of service. Question number 8. Is it legal to drive with 1/4 of a vehicle's leaf springs broken or missing? It doesn't make any difference as long as you drive slow. Yes, no, or none of the above. No, it is not legal to drive with 1/4 of a vehicle's leaf springs broken or missing. In 2.1.3, what to look for? Suspension system defects. Under cracked or broken spring hangers, it has missing or broken leaves in any leaf spring. If 1/4 or more are missing, it will put the vehicle out of service, but any defect could be dangerous. Number 9. Normal clutch travel is less than 1 inch, about 1 or 2 inches, more than 2 inches, or it changes and can't be measured. The answer is about 1 or 2 inches. And 2.1.5 is the 7-step inspection method, though it only says you need to check for the following: for looseness, sticking, damage, or improper setting about the clutch being one of those things. It doesn't mention the 1 or 2 inches, and most manuals don't, but this is the answer. It's a good chance it won't be asked in this way, but if it is, you'll know that normal clutch travel is 1 or 2 inches. Question number 10. Retarders allow you to disconnect the steering axle brakes. Cannot be used on interstate highways. Work better at very low RPMs, or can cause the vehicle to skid when the road is slippery. The answer is can cause the vehicle to skid when the road is slippery. In 2.13.2, driving on slippery surfaces, adjust turning and braking to conditions. Make turns as gently as possible. Do not brake any harder than necessary, and do not use the engine brake or speed retarder. They can cause the driving wheels to skid on slippery surfaces. Number 11. State law can regulate the weight of your vehicle, but not the cargo, the weight of the cargo, but not your vehicle, both the vehicle and cargo weights, or neither weights. The federal government regulates legal weights. The answer is both your vehicle and cargo weights. In 3.2.2, legal weight limits, it says you must keep weights within legal limits. States have maximums for GVWRs, GCWRs, and axle weights. That's the gross vehicle weight rating and the gross combined weight rating and axle weights. Often, maximum axle weights are set by a bridge formula. A bridge formula permits less maximum axle weight for axles that are closer together. This is to prevent overloading bridges and roadways. Question 12. On wet roads, you should reduce your speed by 1/3, 1/2, and get off the road as soon as possible, or none of the above. The answer is by 1/3. In manual section 2.6.2, matching speed to the road surface, under slippery surfaces, it'll take longer to stop and it'll be harder to turn without skidding when the road is slippery. Wet roads can double stopping distance. You must drive slower to be able to stop in the same distance as on a dry road. Reduce speed by about 1/3, for example, slow from 55 to about 35 miles per hour on a wet road. Question number 13. The center of gravity on a load is only a problem if the vehicle is overloaded, should be kept as high as possible, can make a vehicle more likely to tip over on curves, or all of the above. Answer is can make a vehicle more likely to tip over on curves. From 2.6.3, speed and curves, tests have shown that trucks with a high center of gravity can roll over at the posted speed limit for a curve. Question number 14. The first step to take if your vehicle catches fire while driving is head for the nearest service station, get the vehicle off the road and stop in an open area, park in the shade of a building, or immediately open the door and jump out. The answer is get the vehicle off the road and stop in an open area. From 2.21.3 firefighting, drivers who do not know what to do have made fires worse. So you need to know about the fire extinguisher and to know what some procedures to follow in case of a fire. Pull off the road is the main thing. The first step is to get the vehicle off the road and stop. In doing so, park in an open area away from buildings, trees, brush, other vehicles, or anything that might catch fire. Of course, do not pull into a service station, which was one of the options, and notify emergency services of your problem and your location. Question number 15. The legal size and weight distribution limits should be your guide, are not changed by adverse conditions, does not ensure safe operations in adverse conditions, or are changed by the states depending on the season. The answer is the legal size and weight distribution limits does not ensure safe operations in adverse conditions. It comes from 3.2.2 legal weight limits. In this paragraph, during bad weather or on mountains, it may not be safe to operate at legal maximum weights. Take this into account before driving. So it does not ensure safe operations in adverse conditions. Question number 16, the most important reason for being alert to hazards is so you'll have time to plan your escape if the hazard becomes an emergency. Accident reports will be accurate. Law enforcement personnel can be called, or you can help impaired drivers. It's so that you can have time to plan your escape if the hazard becomes an emergency. From 2.81, importance of seeing hazards. Seeing hazards lets you be prepared. You will have more time to act if you see hazards before they become emergencies. Question 17. The parking brake should be tested while the vehicle is moving slowly, moving in highway speed, going downhill, or parked. The answer is parking brake. It's called parking brake for a reason. It's to be tested, and it's to used and tested when you're parked. In the 7-step inspection method, 2.1.5, under brake system, has test parking brakes. The procedure is to fasten safety belt, set the brake, release the trailer parking brake, and place the vehicle in low gear, gently pull forward against parking brake to make sure the parking brake holds. And if they're talking about the service brake, testing the service brake, that's when you go about 5 miles per hour to test your service brake or your foot pedal. But to test your parking brake, make sure you're parked. Question number 18. When should the pre-trip inspection report from the last driver be reviewed? During your pre-trip inspection? Doesn't have to be reviewed. Once per week and once per month. The answer is during your pre-trip inspection. This manual section here is 4.1 vehicle inspection. That's in passenger vehicle section, which pretty much is the same as in any other situation. Here in 2.1.2, talking about the pre-trip inspection, review the last vehicle inspection report. Make sure the vehicle has been released for service by the maintenance mechanics, if applicable. And also here, if the defects have been repaired, sign the previous driver's report. In the situation where there's more than one driver slip-seating, kind of a company where drivers don't stay in the same truck all the time. They get in whatever truck's available. Number 19. Which of these is a good rule to follow when using a fire extinguisher? Stay downwind of the fire. Keep it as close to the fire as possible. Aim at the base of the fire, or all of the above. The answer is aim at the base of the fire. This comes from 2.21.3 in firefighting, and the main thing here is extinguish the fire. Here are some rules to follow in putting out a fire. When using the extinguisher, stay as far away from the fire as possible, and to answer the question, aim at the source or base of the fire, not up in the flames. Question number 20. Which of these statements about cargo loading is true? State laws dictate legal weight limits. Slight overloading of a vehicle can make its brakes work better. If the shipper loads cargo, the driver is not responsible for overloading, or the legal maximum weight allowed by a state can be considered safe for all driving conditions. Answer is A. State laws dictate legal weight limits. In 3.2.2, you must keep weights within legal limits. States have maximums for GVWRs, GCWRs, and axle weights. Question 21. Which of these statements about cold weather driving is true? In snowstorms, wiper blades should be adjusted so they do not make direct contact with the windshield. Exhaust system leaks are less dangerous in cold weather. There is no need to worry about engine overheating when the weather is very cold. Or windshield washer antifreeze should be added to the washer reservoir. Which is the correct answer? Windshield washer antifreeze should be added to the washer reservoir. In 2.13.1, vehicle checks under driving in weather. Under wipers and blades, make sure the windshield washer works and there is washing fluid in the washing reservoir. Question 22. Which of these statements about double clutching and shifting is true? If you miss a gear while upshifting, you must bring the vehicle to a stop. Double clutching should only be used with a heavy load. You can use the tachometer to tell you when to shift. Or double clutching should not be used when the road is slippery. The answer is you can use the tachometer to tell you when to shift. 2.3.1 under manual transmissions. Use engine speed, RPM. Study the driver's manual for your vehicle and learn the operating RPM range. Watch your tachometer and shift up when your engine reaches the top of the range. Question number 23. Which of these statements about marking a stopped vehicle is true? The vehicle's taillights should be kept on to warn other drivers. If a hill or curve keeps drivers behind you from seeing the vehicle within 500 feet, the rear reflective triangle should be moved back down the road to give adequate warning. You do not need to put out reflective triangles unless the vehicle will be stopped for 30 minutes or more, or all of the above. It's B. If a hill or curve keeps drivers behind you from seeing the vehicle within 500 feet, the rear reflective triangle should be moved back down the road to give adequate warning. 2.5.2, communicating your presence back beyond any hill, curve, or other obstruction that prevents other drivers from seeing the vehicle within 500 feet. If line-of-sight view is obstructed due to a hill or curve, move the rearmost triangle to a point back down the road so warning is provided. Number 24, which of these statements about staying alert to drive is true? If you must stop to take a nap, it should be at a truck stop or other public area, never on the side of the road. A half-hour break for coffee will do more to keep you alert than a half-hour nap. The only thing that can cure fatigue is sleep, and there are drugs that can overcome being tired. The answer is the only thing that can cure fatigue is sleep. In 2.23.3, when you do become sleepy, if you notice any signs of fatigue, stop driving and go to sleep for the night or take a 15 to 20 minute nap. And in the next section, under maintaining alertness while driving, on the next page, if you are drowsy, the only safe cure is to get off the road and sleep. If you do not, you risk your life and the lives of others. Question number 25. Which of these statements about using turn signals is true? When turning, you should signal early. You do not need to use your signal when changing lanes on a four-lane highway. You should use your turn signal to mark your vehicle when it's pulled off the side of the road. Or when turning, you should cancel the signal just before you make the turn. The answer is when turning, you should signal early. From 2.5.1, signal your intentions. There are three good rules for using turn signals, and the first one is signal early. Signal well before you turn. It is the best way to keep others from trying to pass you. The others are signal continuously and cancel your signal. Question 26. You are checking the tires for a pre-trip inspection. Which of these statements is true? Tires of mismatched sizes should not be used on the same vehicle. Radial and bias ply tires can be used together on the same vehicle. Dual tires should be touching each other. Or 2/32 inch tread depth is safe for the front tires. Answer is, tires of mismatched sizes should not be used on the same vehicle. From 2.1.3, what to look for. What under tire problems, one of the main things here is mismatched tires. That's a no-no. Question 27. You are driving a 40-foot vehicle at 45 miles per hour. Driving conditions are ideal, dry pavement, good visibility. What is the least amount of space that you should keep in front of your vehicle to be safe? 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, or 5 seconds? The answer is 5 seconds. 2.7.1, space ahead. It says, how much space? How much space should you keep in front of you? One good rule says you need at least 1 second for each 10 feet of vehicle length at speeds below 40 miles per hour. At greater speeds, you must add 1 second for safety. So for a 40-foot vehicle, 1 second for each 10 feet is 4 seconds. And then since it's going over 40 miles per hour, you add one more second to make total 5 seconds. Question 28. You are driving on a two-lane road. An oncoming driver drifts into your lane and is headed straight for you. Which of these is generally the best action? Steer to the right, steer onto the left shoulder, hard braking, or steer into the oncoming lane? The answer is steer to the right. In 2.17.1, steering to avoid a crash. Where to steer? If an oncoming driver has drifted into your lane, a move to your right is best. If that driver realizes what has happened, the natural response will be to return to his or her own lane. Question 29. You are testing the stopping action of a service brakes on a hydraulic system. Which of these can mean there's a problem? The brake pedal goes to the floor, stopping action is delayed, the vehicle pulls to one side when the brake pedal is pressed, or all of the above? It is all of the above. In 2.17.3, brake failure talks about loss of hydraulic pressure. When the system will not build up pressure, the brake pedal will feel spongy or go to the floor. Final question, number 30. You should avoid driving through deep puddles or flowing water. But if you must, which of these steps can help keep your brakes working? Applying hard pressure on both the brake pedal and accelerator after coming out of the water. Gently pressing the brake pedal while driving through the water. Turning on your brake heaters or driving through quickly. The answer is gently pressing the brake pedal while driving through the water. In 2.13.2, driving and under wet brakes, avoid driving through deep puddles or flowing water if possible. If not, you should. And the second thing you should do after slow down and place transmission in a low gear is gently put on your brakes. This presses linings against brake drums or discs and keeps mud, silt, sand, and water from getting in.